for my church.
Amazing. Let's give a little bit of Hakdama today to the Haggadah, first of all, to Pesach. Pesach is the Brias of Klal Yisrael, the Leder of Klal Yisrael. The beginning of Klal Yisrael begins by Pesach, meaning the Leder. The Leder has to be a good Leder, a healthy birth. Klal Yisrael are called the Rishis of Klal Yisrael. What I wanted to try and give you is a Hakdama before coming into the Haggadah in the following way. Let's look at it like this. There's a Chazal which says, Toivachu is Dovah Me'erishisai. The end is always better, beginning than the beginning. Meaning when the beginning is good, the end is wonderful. When the beginning is good, look at the beginning of Shabbos. Shabbos begins Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'oretz. Shabbos begins with Vayechulu. Rosh Hashanah begins with Hamelech. So you already get the toichen of all the Yom Tov there. Yom Kippur begins with the Nislach Hashem B'chol Avoseinu. V'yayim Hashem Salachti Kibborecha. The beginning is the crucial part. What is the beginning of Leil HaSeder? What is it? And it's one theme, I think, which comes out continually all the way from the beginning to the end. After Halach Va'anyon Manishtama, we get into the Ma'is of Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim is like this. And there's one theme. If you follow this theme all the way through the Haggadah, then you'll come out successful. Meaning you might find the apikoman, you might enjoy the wine, you might enjoy the matzah, but the Ikka theme of the evening is as follows. Ilu loy hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Avoseinu Mitzrayim. If he would not have taken us out of Mitzrayim, hare anu v'aneinu mishubadim hayinu l'chal v'Mitzrayim. We'll still be slaves, but there's emancipation nowadays. How can you possibly say that there would still be slaves? How can you say that we'll be slaves? Mishubadim hayinu l'chal v'Mitzrayim. How can it be that we'll still be slaves to power in Mitzrayim? V'ilu loy hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would the kulon? Afilu kulon l'chachom kulon l'vayinim, mitzvah aleinu l'sapeh v'siyas Mitzrayim. Now, Rabbi, I want you to look at this paragraph in this way. There's a cause and there's an effect. The cause is, the siba is, hamabel asape. The cause is hakoras hatoiv. The outcome is hareza meshubach, to become meshubach. The evening is supposed to make you a healthy birth, that you come out meshubach, you come out a better person than you were beforehand. Interesting Loshon in the Me'iri. The Me'iri brings out that the Loshon Meshubach is like Yayim Meshubach. You improved. You improved from the evening. You grew from the evening itself. You became a different person. I think I once saw also in the Me'iri, he brings out a beautiful Moshul. If you put a tree in the ground, and at the end of the, when the blossom comes out, you see all the blossom, the fruit coming out. Kiddush, when you start, Leil HaSeder, it begins with putting the seed in the ground. When you come to Chag Gadya, then it's all in full bloom. It grew. You grew from the evening. But there's one cause which you must hold on to. The one cause is the cause of Hakaras HaTayiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim. And if, that's the Leder. That's the healthy birth. The healthy birth comes about through the cause of Hakaras HaTayiv. That brings you out there. If you're not, then you're an amateur. You're not a professional. An amateur comes in and he sees the wine, he finds the apikoman, but a professional, finger on the pulse, senses that there's a cause for the whole evening. The cause for the whole evening is HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and if not, we would have been slaves. Ivan, how can we be slaves? We're still a slave to Mitzrayim. How can that possibly be? That's the cause behind it all. Shlomo HaKabi, who was the Mashgiach in Grodno under Reb Shimon Shkop, said as follows. Let me read out the words to you. But we should not be somebody like Kofi who denies the good which was done for us. We don't be moidim. The whole point is to be moidim, to be thankful to Kodesh Baruch Hu for what has happened to us. Otherwise, we'd still be, the Jewish people would not have been there. We'd have still been there. So someone once asked me a question, but what about the covenant which was given to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? But we'd have been slaves. Enochanami would have been there in Mitzrayim, but we'd have been slaves, even though there's a covenant to the Oves HaKadoshim. Let me read out to you the Loshon of the Ramban. The Ramban makes this cause, gentlemen, the whole cause of all the mitzvahs, not just here, but all mitzvahs. Let me read out to you the Ramban. The kavonas kol mitzvahs, the intention of all the mitzvahs, shenamin belokenu v'noyde elab shabaronu, that we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should believe in Hashem and thank Him for that He created us. V'hi kavonas hayitzir, that is the purpose and the intention of the whole creation. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yisir v'shon, there is no other reason for the creation of man. And Hashem wishes for nothing else that a man should know and recognize that he created him. The whole purpose of Ramban says the whole of Torah Mitzvah is all based on this, on one theme, the theme of Hakaras HaTorah. The Kavanah, and that's why we come to Shul in Davin in the Shul. But it should be a place where we come together. The Kodesh Bo created us. The Yifalsim was there. And that's the reason why we come and daven in Shul. So we see the cause of Hakaras HaTorah is the whole basis of Klal Yisrael. The whole basis is all based on that's the golden thread. The golden thread which goes through all of the Haggadah is that theme. Once you have that theme, then already you're caught on to what the whole evening is about. Mitzvah the Saper. The cause is Kol HaMa'abed the Saper. The effect is Harezem Meshubach, to come out a better person at the end. If you look a little bit about some of the biographies of the great people, the Talmid Chachomim, you'll see this point coming out so beautifully. I remember that the Levaya of the Shiva of Shlomo Zalman Neubach, when he sat Shiva for his wife. I wasn't there at the time, but they say, this is what he said. When people sit Shiva for a wife, you just say, Hashem no san, Hashem no kach. What are they thinking about? Hashem no kach. He said, not me, I'm thinking, Hashem no tan me. What did he give me? What did he give me as a wife? Well, I had a wife. Not so much what Hashem took. Hashem gives life and he took away the life. What he gave me, the gift what he gave me, such a beautiful point. Their riddle, their whole life is made up of this theme of Hakaras HaTorah. Beautiful point. I once mentioned to you previously a beautiful story about Chaim Kanievsky as well, that he used to go and visit his sister, who lived down the road on the Chav Rashbam every Erev Shabbos. He used to go and visit her. And one week he came, took his jacket off and put the jacket off on the side. And as she took it back on the side, she noticed a plastic sandwich bag inside his pocket. She took it out and threw it in the garbage. He said, don't throw that away. I said, why not? You don't need a plastic. He said, I do need a plastic sandwich. What do you need it for? He said, I need it. She pressed him and he turned around and said as follows. He said, 15 years ago I had a stroke and I recovered from it. So I couldn't put my hand in my pocket, but now I can. Since I can now do that, I remember that I once had a stroke. I need the plastic bag in my pocket to remind me that Hashem took me out of the problem. Of course, it's an incredible feature, a federal character trait that we see by Gedolim. That's the trait which we have by him. Let's move on a bit. There is a beautiful maimah of Rav Huttner that the word Hoida'a has two meanings to it. Hoida'a. Hoida'a also means thanks and also to agree. Ani moideh lecha, I agree with you. And also Hoida'a, the same thing. In other words, when you say the Hoida'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not just saying that I'm thanking you, I'm also recognizing you. Because the greatest Yetzirah a person has is Koichi V'Yetzir Miyadi. What I did is all myself. I had it all myself. Meaning, the Hakaras HaTov is I'm moided to you on the MS, and also a thank you as well. Those are the two points behind it. Lamaisa, we have it also in a Siddha. Is there a Siddha anywhere? Should we say moidim every day? Look at this Loshna in the Siddha. Beautiful Loshna in the Siddha. You say it every morning, but definitely give you a diyuk, which will help you a lot. Moidim anachnu loch, she'ato hu Hashem Elokeinu. That's a Hoida'a, no? She'ato hu Elokeinu, barakel hu anach. The noide locha, and we thank you. Those are two points. We are moidim she'ato, we are makir, that what you, everything comes from you, and noide locha, and also we thank you. Those are the two forms which you have in. The two forms are the recognition and also the thank you, which comes out in it. That's the theme of the that's behind it all. And therefore, when we come to Leila Seder, what I wanted to do is pick out certain themes for you from the Leila Seder. And you'll see these themes and you'll suddenly realize this is the theme of Hakaras HaTorah, and this will become your Leila Seder. If you think of these themes as you go through it, you'll pick up the theme and you'll have an atmosphere of tremendous growth, of tremendous mshubach when you come after it. The first thing is the question, Matrilim Bignus Misayim Mishvach. What is the basis of this point? What does it mean to begin with the shame and end with the praise? Why do we have that? Remember the famous machlokes with Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. Shmuel says, "Matchilim biknus that we are over the avodah zara." Rav says that we are over the Shmuel says that we are avodim to Mitzrayim, and Rav says that we were over the avodah zara. Which is worse? Which is worse, over the avodah zara or avodim in Mitzrayim? Over the avodah zara is worse. So why don't we begin with that? Matchilim. Why do we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? In the middle, we say Mitchila over the avodah zara. Why did we begin with that? So the Maharal explains and says, because it's Leila Seder, because it's the night of going out to Mitzrayim. We begin with the shame. The shame is what? The shame is that we were avodim to power Mitzrayim. Or also in brackets, we also mention also that we were also Yudei Avodah Zarah. That's the primary. What's the advantage of this point? What's the notice of Hakadosh
Baruch Hu? When you say shame, you're talking using
the embarrassment.
Why would we be embarrassed that we were slaves in Egypt? That was not our fault. Avodah Zarah.
No, but it's not a yichus. It's not a great yichus to be a slave.
No, why would that be?
It's not a yichus to be a slave. I tell you what I think it is. It's the famous American line which you have. Americans always ask, where are you coming from? If you don't remember where you're coming from, you can never see the growth where you ended up. You must recognize first where you began. Once you know where you come from, your roots, then you'll see the change. And that's the whole point, by the way. I remember the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva came to the Mir Yeshiva, I think a year before he died, and he made a magnificent shmooze. The place was packed out. Thousands of people came to hear him. And he said, one of the greatest success stories of the Eight Zohar is that you never got anywhere. You never achieved anything. You're the same as you were years ago. I would like to ask you a question. Are your values the same as they were 30 years ago? What happened to your friends that you grew up with? Where are all those people? There's a tremendous change which has taken upon you. You've moved on from where you were. And that is a tremendous application of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You moved on from where you were. That is the first theme, I think, of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Matrilim Begnus Mesai Mishvach is almost like a catharsis. You go through the whole process from where you were and from where you are now, and you grow in that theme. And that theme is the whole process of growth which you have inside you. That's what it means. And that's the purpose behind it all. You grow, you change. I think Le'amaisa, in my Laniyas Da'iti, it all comes out in the four Lashonis. V'hoitzeisi, v'itzalti, v'gaalti, v'lokati. Hoitzeisi means he took us out, you're no longer in Egypt. Hitzalti means you're not going back, hatzolah. Goalti means the Mon, Anane HaKovod, and the Be'emirian. V'lokati eschem li'lo'om. There are stages, the stages of growth, from one stage to another stage. And that is the process of growth which you have. Meaning, the first theme of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is you must remember where you come from. If you don't remember where you came from, you'll never recognize the growth. That's the whole thing behind it all. And people like, who are your friends when you grew up? What were your values when you grew up? Where are you now? What are you thinking now? What's on your mind now? What's on your mind now is not the things that you thought out years ago. And that's the great theme of Hakadosh. The first theme of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you must know where you come from. You must recognize your roots.
What if you evaluate yourself and realize that you've actually descended in your growth as opposed to grown?
I don't agree. You descended in your growth? The fact that you're sitting here can't possibly be.
No, I didn't talk about myself.
No, I'm saying, if a person thinks they descended, you grew from where you were. You grew from the stage where you were. Matrilim Bigurus Mishayim, why do I have to go through that? I have to go through that policy because that is the method of growth. The growth is, I look to see where I come from and I moved on from where I am. That's the process of growth. No, that's what we're talking about. It's like a national odyssey. It's the odyssey of Klal Yisrael. From where we began, we are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or we are Avodim to Mitzrayim, and then we moved on to that stage. We moved on to a higher stage. Know where you're coming from. I think that's the most important point. And the Yetzer Hara Torah tells you never moved, you never changed. It's not true. It's not true at all. You grew tremendously from where you were. That's the first theme of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The second theme of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which I wanted to take, is open up at the paragraph of Vehisha Amdala. Look at Vehisha Amdala, Abbasin of Alon. You cover the matzahs, you lift up the kais, and you say as follows: Vehi she'omda la b'yseinu v'lonu. Ken? Vehi she'omda la b'yseinu v'lonu. Sheloi echad b'yomad omad aleinu l'chalo yseinu. Not just in one generation did they rise up against us. Ella shebechol dover da in every generation. I'm demaleinu lachaloi seinu the Hakadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu miyodam. Rabbi, what is the theme of Hakadosh Baruch Hu in this chapter, in this parak here? What is the theme of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Simple. What is it? You must have a flair for history. You must look at the history of Klal Yisrael. The first theme, the second theme. The first theme is matzilinu begins Mesayim Mishvach. The second theme of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is look at the history of Klal Yisrael. Look at where we began. Where do we begin? Begin with who? With Esau. Who's after Esau? Paro. After Paro, Amalek. Amalek. After Amalek, who's after Amalek?
Haman.
Nebuchadnezzar. Titus. In every generation. And how can we still hear? Remember the famous line of Mark Twain and Winston Churchill: the fact that there's such a thing as the survival of Klal Yisrael is only because of why? Remarkable. It's a miracle. The miracle that the Jewish nation is still here nowadays. So you can, and that's the theme of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I remember once before I got married, I went with a friend to the British Museum, and there they have permanent exhibitions there of world empires. And you can go into a room and you can see like the Greek Empire, you can go and see the Turkish Empire, go and see the Indian Empire, you can go in the Roman Empire, and they have rooms where they have all different famous articles from it. Actually, many of them are stolen, which the British stole from different places as well. Remember the mice about the Elgin marbles? They stole from Egypt, Tutankhamen. Mm-hmm. They stole something from Egypt, so they had to give it back. But they have rooms of assemblies of going on. And then afterwards we came out, and then I remember I turned around to my friend and said as follows, yes, what's left today of the Roman Empire? What's left of the Greek Empire? What's left of it? What's left today of the Indian Empire? What's left of the Spanish Empire? What's left? Nothing's left. What's left today of Kalispell? Where does Tzitzis come from? From Sinai. Tzitzis come from Sinai. Where does the Birchas HaMazon come from? Sinai. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Oh, but it all comes from Sinai. Everything is still there. Everything is still there. Nothing which is missing at all. Everything is still there. That's the second theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is still there, nothing is missing. Beis HaMikdash is not there, but all the mitzvahs, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, all comes from Sinai. Even b'chol davadayim demaleinu l'chal oisein, every day they rise against us, but nevertheless, it's still there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodam. I must share with you, Rabbi Yisai, I remember Rabbi Brevda once explained the meaning of the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is from the Gaon's Peirush on Tfilas Chana. HaKadosh is an expression of din. Boch is an expression of chesed. Hu is an expression which is hidden. Zeh is revealed. Hu is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodam. The package which waters out from all our difficulties, the din, Boch is the chesed, and Hu is hidden. Most of it is what's. Why doesn't it say Hu HaKadosh Baruch? Why didn't it say HaKadosh Hu Baruch? Why did it say HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Who
is Baruch is the chesed? And the who, which is hidden, is on the Baruch. Why is it going on the chesed? Why is it going on the chesed? The reason is because most of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch you don't see. The din you see, but you don't see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch. The rachamim. So the who, HaKadosh is din, HaKadosh Baruch is chesed, and who is the hidden element to it. The hidden element to it. Meaning, most of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch is you don't realize, you don't see it all. That's what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzil Miyod. And it's all hidden. You don't see all the history of it. Isn't that what we say in Hallel? We say that question. Hallel is Hashem God. Shabbuchu kolom ki gavar aleinu chastu. Ve'mes Hashem li'olam. What does it mean? It means that
They know
much better than we do. They know much better than we do what they plan to do to us. Much more than we do. That's much more. Think about it, Rabbi said. What's left today? How many children are there?
Purim, Mr.
9 years.
But
the whole thing is Hester Pani. The whole thing is hidden. And that, I think, Rabbi says, is the second theme of HaKadosh Satoya. Think of it again. How many children today are called Titus? How many children today are called Paolo? How many children today are called Miriam? How many children today are called David? How many children today are called Avraham? Yitzchak? All these names, it's all left. It's all left. So the second theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that, the theme of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation, he helped us, he brought us out from everything completely. And that's the second theme. Rabbi, I'm very tired. I can't speak on much more tonight. You'll have to excuse me if we stop.
Yeah.
I'm extremely worn out. I'm having a problem with my sleep. So I might have to leave it here. I don't have courage to go anymore. I just rushed in now to say, can you?
Maybe we should discuss this while you're not talking.
I don't mind, but I'm worn out. I feel like I'm talking. I'm worn out.